Everybody, this is Christina with Rock on Request magazine, and I am here today with Kelly Hansen from Foreigner, which I'm really honored to be speaking to you today. How are you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing great, and you?
I'm fantastic for the aftermath of our lovely storm we just had. We're doing pretty good here.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it.
Where are you at right now?
I'm in Syracuse, New York.
Oh, okay. How are things there, okay?
It's a beautiful sunny day here today. We had a little rain, but it wasn't really anything.
Nothing traumatic. I'm glad. It could have been a lot worse. So let's talk about all the amazing things you guys have coming up, because Foreigner's going to be pretty busy in the coming months.
As we already have been. As we always are, really.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think people realize how much goes on for you guys, and right now you have... so much here. You have a 3-disc set coming out next month, right? September. What's the release date?
September 13th. That's coming out at Walmart. It's 3 discs. First disc is an acoustic disc of Foreigner hits done acoustically, which has never really been done before. So we're very excited about that, and that's connected to us, you know, experimenting and doing some acoustic shows that sprung out from us doing some radio acoustic shows, and it kind of snowballed, and the reaction we got was so overwhelming that we decided to do some live shows, and then again, we were very surprised by the response, and then we said, you know what, we should record these songs this way, and it really shows the songs in a different light and in a basic form, and if a song can survive in that form, then it really kind of is a testament to its quality, I think. And the second disc is a studio remix of the classics with this current lineup. And the third disc is a live DVD of us playing in a theater outside of Chicago.
Well, I'll tell you, this is going to be one that I think has something for everybody, because, you know, for me, when you're talking about the acoustic tracks, just as a complete fan of music, which I always have been, I love hearing a song like that just stripped down, you know, in its raw form, and hearing just the talent behind it. You know, you can do amazing things in the studio, but I just really love hearing that stripped down version. I think that's going to be probably my favorite disc of all three.
You know, it's probably is it mine as well. And you know, the thing is we didn't try to make the arrangements overcomplicated or turn them into different songs. We just said, let's just break them down as plain acoustically, and that was really the goal.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. I've heard some of the remixed or remastered tracks, which sound fantastic, and you know, I'm sure the live DVD is going to be a treat for everybody as well. I haven't had the pleasure of seeing Foreigner with you fronting it, and I'd really love to see you guys when you come around touring, and you guys are going to be doing a lot of that coming up, right?
Well, we've been touring all summer. We did 6 weeks in Europe with the Journey. And then we started on July 20th here in the States with Journey and Night Ranger.
Right.
And just coming up on a little break in a couple days, and then we'll be back at it on September 10th through late October. So it's a big, long summer tour. It's been going really well. Great crowds. It's been hot and sweaty, but that's, you know, the only time in the U.S.
Absolutely. And what a great lineup with Journey and the Night Ranger. You know, just it would be like a dream lineup for anyone who, you know, has been a fan of that kind of music from back in the day. You know,
that was the plan, you know.
Right, definitely. I mean, that's my era, so yeah, that would be fantastic. And when you do have this break and then you start up again, are you going to be doing any dates with I'm thinking Styx. Did you have any dates coming up with Styx, or is that my imagination?
We did a tour last summer with Styx.
Oh, okay.
It's called the United and Rock Tour that we did last summer.
Well, I'll tell you, what about after the holidays? Do you have plans already for 2012 to keep going behind this release?
We're gonna mix some acoustic shows with some electric shows, as we start the process of promoting the acoustic aspect of this triple disc set.
Right.
And so that'll be interesting, and that'll be in the really early part of the year. And then, we're talking about we're trying to formulate what our next summer package will be, and what kind of group of groups we can put together that'll do
going to be fantastic. Something definitely for Foreigner fans to look forward to. And, you know, there was something else about this release that I wanted to ask you about, was your collaboration with Samantha Ronson. No, this is
I don't know if everyone knows this, but Samantha Ronson is Mick Jones's stepdaughter. Mick Jones is the leader and founder of Foreigner, of course.
Right.
And guitarist. And over the course of the last couple of years, there's been an opportunity for Mick to work with a couple of his kids. And we did that song with Mark Ronson, who's a well-known DJ and producer, produced Amy Winehouse's big record, and so we were able to re-record a song called "Fool for You" anyway on our last release on Can't Slow Down, and then on this record, he got to talking to Sam, and Mick was spending a little bit of time in L.A. while we were doing some work, and they got together, and so they kind of came up with this tune called "Save Me," and they called me up like the same day. They said, "Listen, what are you doing today? Can you come down to the studio?" So I said, "Sure." So I came from the valley where I live, and I came down to, I think, Venice or Santa Monica is where the studio was. And they were working with this guy, Jimmy Messer. And so we were at his studio. And so basically, over the course of a couple of days, we just worked on kind of laying this track down and giving it the essence of what we wanted, and came up with "Save Me."
Well, I haven't heard it yet, but I'm dying to hear it, because I can imagine with that kind of collaboration, it's going to be something that's new and different, but still has that same Foreigner vibe. So I'm really excited to hear it. I mean, Samantha, I think, is very talented. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say that I think it's a pretty poppy tune.
Right.
Sam has a really wide knowledge of music, being that she does what she does in the DJ world. She's really connected to a lot of hits from a lot of eras and a lot of even obscure stuff. So I think she's drawing from that kind of in her creative process.
Well, I think that's great, and I think you're right. A lot of people probably don't realize just how much knowledge that she has and what she could bring to the table in this kind of collaboration. So yeah, that'll be great for everybody to really be able to pick up on, and hopefully, I'd love to see her do more stuff like that too.
I think she's working on a full record.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really awesome. Well, let me ask you too about, did you do something with some Elvis tunes on this album?
Well, we did during the course of our doing these live shows, we actually worked up a bunch of songs from like Everly Brothers and Beatles, and just to kind of see if there was something that we wanted to include in the set, because we thought maybe it would be kind of a cool part of the acoustic show, which sometimes has a Q&A,
right,
to include some of the songs from groups or individual artists that influenced the writing and the creation of Foreigner. And Elvis was a huge influence on Mick. He was in England when Elvis came out, and all things American and rock and roll at the time were a huge influence on him, and also the guitar playing, Elvis' guitar playing. So we decided to put that one in the live show, and along with a couple others. And when we decided to record the acoustic album, we said, "Hey, listen, why don't we just throw this one in, because we really like playing it, and it was sounding really good acoustically." So we actually recorded that one and threw that one on the disc as well.
Well, that's very cool. I love that. I mean, it just seems like this is going to be a package that, everyone's really going to be able to find something that they can hold on to and enjoy and appreciate even more. It's not your general greatest hits edition. You know what I mean?
Right. It's definitely something different, and I'm really glad that we decided to put this record together.
Well, me too. I'm looking forward to it. And now let me ask you real quick. I see that you just visited and were able to take in one of the Rock of Ages shows.
That's right. A lot of the artists that have songs in the Rock of Ages have been able to go to the show. Mick went to the show quite a while ago. And I was staying close enough to be able to make it down to the show and see it for the first time, so that was really kind of fun. And I mean, there were a couple understudies that night, but I really had a great time. It was kind of a mixed emotion for me because it's odd to see, in a way, your lifestyle, your way of living, kind of spoofed in a way.
Right.
So,
right.
It was also, there are moments of kind of sadness there. You know, there were some Warrant songs in there, and Janie Lane just died, and Janie, and so it was a mixture of things. But it was overall, it was really entertaining. Everyone is very talented, and real unique use of the songs. And I'm looking forward to the movie that's coming out next summer. Tom Cruise is going to sing "I Want to Know What Love Is," and Alec Baldwin's going to sing "Jukebox Hero."
That's crazy.
And there's another song in there. I forget who's singing. There's a third song in there as well. The third song is not actually in the stage production. So that'll be very exciting. And hopefully that we'll be able to tie that into what we're doing tour-wise and kind of help co-promote each other. You know?
Right. Wow. That will be something to see. I can't even imagine that. So that's pretty awesome. And it must have been a little surreal being there and sort of watching that unfold on stage, but, you know, also kind of a neat experience. So I've never been able to see that live show, and that's something I'm looking forward to when I get back, you know, to LA. Hopefully it's going to come through.
Nice.
Well, let me ask you this to kind of, you know, one of the things to round us out here is, you know, you've had, aside from Foreigner, obviously you've had a lengthy career in music and very successful. Was there anything for you personally that you haven't done yet in this business that you still would like to accomplish?
Oh, wow, that's such a broad question, you know. Aside from the obvious, I think that I'm very, very fortunate to be doing what I'm doing. If you're a guy that sings for a living, to be in a band like this with so many hits and one after the other live on stage. Yeah, I think it's kind of, maybe a bit selfish to ask for more. I just want to be able to sing and perform as long as people are willing to come see me. And you never know, you know, maybe there's with the new media that's out, maybe there's some expanded horizons that I can reach that are as yet undiscovered, but time will tell, and we'll see what happens in the next couple of years.
Well, that's actually a really great answer. I think you're right. I'm always thankful for what I have going on right now, and I think, you know, being able to be a part of such an amazing band like this, you know, must be something that, you know, it's like, how can you top that? But, you know, I think you've been such a great addition, you know, to Foreigner, and I look forward to seeing you guys when you come through. And let me just do something that I do with everybody, and I always give you the option to take us out of the interview by asking me anything under the sun. If you wanted to turn the tables, you can ask me any question at all.
Ask you any question?
Yeah, if you're up for it. If you're not, that's cool too.
Ask you any question?
Yeah, we're not restricted here, so... You get asked a lot of things, so I thought, hey, you want to ask me something? I'm totally open to it.
Well, that was a very... I've never had that situation before. I don't even know what to say. do you like barbecue?
You know what? I'm not from the South, so it's, you know, it's okay. I have food allergies, so kind of limited on what I can, like, just dive into. But
food allergies.
I do. I'm allergic to gluten. I'm allergic to wheat, and it's in just about everything. So I eat a very basic, almost bland sort of diet. But
you like fish then?
I do. I like some fish, and I just eat a lot of just vegetables and rice and chicken and things like that. So I haven't always eaten this way. I just found out recently, or within the past couple of years, about my allergies. So I used to dive into a lot of things, but now I'm sort of, I'll hold off and just play it safe, sort of.
Well, now we know so much more about you.
See, there you go. See, it comes in handy. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and I'm sure our listeners are going to be thrilled to hear from you.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Take care, Kelly.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.